Welcome back, guys. Today, I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story about me. So those of you that don't know, I grew up without my biological father in the home. I did, about the age of 4 or 5, my mom got remarried. Unbeknownst to her, he became an abusive stepfather. Wasn't a stepfather, but, you know, I guess legally. But he was abusive in the home up until the age of 11. And then after that, I, you know, ended up joining a gang in Florida. And then by the time I'm 13, I got I'm a 2-time convicted felon as an adult. I've talked a lot about this publicly. And then high school dropout by 10th grade. So we know the statistics on no father in the home, no positive male role model in their life, gang-related activity, drug-related activity. Like, it paints a picture, right? How easy it would be for me to say, I don't have a leg up on life because of my upbringing, because of where I come from, because of my background, because I came from a poor family, because I had 2 felonies, I joined a gang, I was abused as a child. I didn't grow up with my dad, my biological father. You know, how easy would it be to tell that story? And the reality is, so many of you are repeating this story in a way with a negative context. And the reality is, my story is, I'm immensely successful. I have a beautiful wife, a beautiful family, beautiful kids, beautiful business, thriving business, amazing team, collectively of over 50 employees. I have 3 amazing businesses, all in spite of my story, all in spite of the hardships that I endured. Yesterday we were on the Agogi call, and this concept got brought up. I might have went high into the right, as they say that we do, because it's something I'm very passionate about. Because it's very careful how we word things about ourselves. It's very careful how the stories that we tell ourselves and how we narrate our own stories. Because it's very easy to go down the role of negative self-talk. It's very easy to go down the road of, oh, this happened to me, and the reason why I'm not successful is because of this thing. And what does that make you? A victim. And as Jason Redman always says, it's, you know, you can either be a victim or a victor. I choose to be a victor. I choose to use the obstacles, use the challenges as a way to step up my life. And the reality is, all of those things that happened to me, all those things that I experienced, are the exact reasons why I'm successful. Those are the reasons that I persevered adversity, and I have experience, and I have empathy, and I have understanding, and I know how bad it can be, and I know how freaking great this is. And because of what I went through, I can weather a storm. When stress gets high, when things get rough, say nothing. You talk to some silver spoon fed trust fund baby, and the wind blows and they crush. They just fall apart, absolutely fall apart, implode. Woe is me. God, I can't handle this. This is too much stress. And guys like me are just like, we're just going to roll up our sleeves, get to work. No big deal. Not getting shot at, not going to jail. You know, what are they going to do to me? Nothing. I'm going to win regardless. So you can be the victim in your story, or you can tell your story as a victor. And you can look back at your past. You can look back at your obstacles. You can look back at the traumas that you've had, and you can look at them and go, those were gifts. Those were gifts because they hardened me. They taught me. They gave me tools to succeed. They gave me perception. That is what you need to tell yourself. Guys, at my age, I have never seen more people spin a story of their life in a negative way than ever before. It's time to spin it back. Are you a victim or are you a victor? Careful the story you tell yourself. Share this with a friend because you know they need to hear it. Never quit, never surrender, always forward. We'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.